Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There are two important developments in terms of education in Boston today. Boston Mayor Thomas Bonino and the 14 independent charter schools operating in the city have reached what's described a historic operating agreement that could end years of squabbling. Under the new compact, the charters would take in more neighborhood students and special needs students. In return, the city might lease empty school buildings to the charters. The other news involves Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson. Last night, the school committee approved a contract extension for Johnson, keeping her on the job until 2015. Joining us now to discuss both these developments is Ellen Guiney, Executive Director of the Boston Plan for Excellence, a local nonprofit focused on improving the city's public schools. Ellen, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Ellen, this compact is called historic. Do you view it that way?
I do. I think it's very important that the excess buildings of the Boston Public Schools get used to educate children well, but I think it's crucially important that the charters begin taking on some of the students that are really the most difficult, who have the least advantages and present the most challenges. So I think it's really important. Both sides can benefit, and I think it's a good thing for the charters and for the Boston Public Schools, and good for the mayor, and definitely good for Superintendent Johnson.
Is this key to making this compact work, recruiting students from neighborhoods and taking on students who might be disadvantaged in some way, maybe special needs students as well?
If those things don't happen, then this is not going to bear the fruit that it should. It's very important. We've got to begin to have kids going to school closer to their home. $70 to $80 million in transportation has to be dealt with, both within the system and without the system.
How do you imagine that this agreement might affect public schools?
Well, I think already, if the other things that they are talking about doing will affect it too, I think it will begin to bring the charter schools and the public school parents and faculty and everybody closer together and end some of this very difficult wrangling that's been going on. Boston Plan for Excellence has been talking with the charter schools and Carol Johnson, actually in the parochial schools as well, for 2 years now. And so we're really pleased to see that some of the things that need to be dealt with, such as closer cooperation, and then the important part about the solving the facility problem of the charter schools, but the imbalance between the kinds of kids that are being educated in the two systems.
So if a decade of squabbling can be brought to a close by this compact, it's good for everybody.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about Superintendent Johnson. As we mentioned, her contract extended by the Boston School Committee last night. She's now on board until 2015. The school committee acted a year before it needed to because she had another year to run on her existing contract. Why move forward now with a new contract?
Well, I think the school committee and the mayor very wisely understood that if they didn't make a gesture and extend their hand to her now, then she very naturally might be recruited by somewhere else. And we know that longevity and stability in the superintendency, there's evidence from all over the country, from Joel Klein, from John Deasy, from Beverly Hall, all these other superintendents who've had success.
All these people working in other cities in the U.S.
Correct. We know that when you work 7 or 8 years, you can solve some of the most difficult problems of urban education, and that's how long it takes. You can't do it in 3 years, and that's what I think is important in this renewed contract that the school committee extended to her.
All right, bullet points here. What has Superintendent Johnson accomplished that's significant, do you think?
I think she's been very courageous in taking on some of the bold issues that need to be taken. So she set up a new process to get money to schools that is much more fair, and it ultimately is going to increase the authority of the principals and the discretion rather than the central office, which I think is very important. I think, as I said, she's taken on bold issues. The student assignment process, the working with the charter schools is evidenced by this compact, trying to fix some of the, by closing some schools, trying to get rid of 4,500 empty seats. I think that's important. I think she's been very supportive of the innovation and the education reform that happened at the state to increase the autonomy of schools within the district as well as outside, the Horace Manns and the innovation schools. I think that's been very important.
And let me ask you to answer this question. What's her big challenge going forward? What's undone?
Undone is a really coherent human capital development system, evaluating teachers and principals, supporting teachers and principals, getting them in conditions in which they can succeed, but having it all work together and holding everybody accountable. That's not done yet, and that is the most important thing, because it's what happens in the classroom between the teachers and the kids and in the schools that is going to make the difference in how much kids learn.
Ellen Guiney, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're welcome.
Ellen Guiney is Executive Director of the Boston Plan for Excellence, a local nonprofit focused on improving the city's public schools.